At that moment, a tall, stout German student came over the platform where we stood, and saw that the madman had his heavy pistol aimed at us. He grasped a huge stick of wood, and with a steadiness of nerve which I could not have commanded, he hurled it with such force and precision that he knocked the pistol from the maniac's hand. I saw the movement, and on the instant that the pistol fell, I sprang forward, and the German followed me. I grasped the man by the arm, but I should have been nothing in his mad power had I been alone. He would have hurled me from the platform had not the student at that moment struck him upon the head with a stick of wood, which he caught as he came over the tender. Crawler settled down like a dead man, and on the next instant I shut off the steam and opened the valve. As the free steam shrieked and howled in its escape, the speed began to decrease, and in a few minutes more the danger was past. As I settled back, entirely overcome by the wild emotions that had raged within me, we began to turn the river, and before I was fairly recovered, the firemen had stopped the train in the station house at Schwetz. Martin Crawler, still insensible, was taken from the platform, and as we carried him to the guard room, one of the guard recognized him and told us that he had been there about 2 weeks before.